it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Stephen's head in the morning, and it's that time of the day, time of the week, for our conversation with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, fellas. Great to be with you.
How much rain did you get at your house yesterday? Quite a bit?
2.5 inches.
Ooh, yeah, wow.
I'm at the age in my life that I rush home to check my rain gauge.
Yeah.
I was actually traveling yesterday and got home. I didn't get home last night until about 10 o'clock, about 9:30, 10 o'clock, and ran out with my flashlight, checked my rain gauge, 2.5 inches, and there was a lot of standing water and ditches out in my area. So it came down in sheets, and it feels like it's been a really wet year, which is something we're not used to around here.
Yeah, after that drought. Are you at the age where you keep track of your gas mileage, and then when you get to your destination, share that with all the male people in your family?
No, that might be a next season in life. I might need another couple of years, but I do know a lot of people that do that.
Oh, you share? Which way did you come down? Did you come down Highway 52, or how did you, you're not at that age. Okay. You'll get there.
Sooner than later, yeah.
All right. Sedgwick County Commission having a meeting tomorrow. Is that correct, sir?
We sure are. We've got a lot of things on the agenda. I'm going to specifically note a couple things. And there's a theme, and I actually heard in your newscast about Wichita Public Schools and the agenda that they adopted with their budget. Tomorrow we have a proclamation declaring National Suicide Prevention Week. This is corresponds with National Suicide Prevention Month, which is September. And this is important for a lot of different reasons. You know, roughly 49,000 people nationally die by suicide every single year. And if you look at just Sedgwick County, 92 people died in 2024 by suicide. So every 11 minutes across the country, someone is perishing from suicide. And so what this proclamation does, and what many of the efforts that we do in the community, and particularly through ComCare, it's just to elevate awareness that there are resources, there are people that can help. We do have a hotline, a national hotline, but it's staffed here locally through ComCare, through Sedgwick County's ComCare, called 988. So if you're in mental health crisis, if you have questions, if you just simply need to talk and air some things out, or you need some guidance, all you have to do is call 988. It's staffed 24/7, 7 days a week, and they can deploy resources. They can send help. We have ComCare alone has 8 mobile mental health teams, and with an average response time of under 30 minutes when a call comes into 988. So we have a lot of resources in this community, and we just want to make sure people are aware of them. And then when we get into the new business part of our meeting tomorrow, we're actually going to have the Sedgwick County Suicide Prevention Coalition is going to come in, and Dr. Nicole Kloss, a professor at KU School of Medicine, she'll be here to provide some data for the commission so we understand exactly what we're working with and the mental and behavioral health challenges in our community. So that's a big part of our meeting tomorrow, and it's a relevant part. We need to elevate awareness of these issues, what's going on in our community, and the resources.
Yeah, and when listening to the police scanner, there's not a day that goes by when I'm not listening and there's an attempted suicide that police and officials are responding to. It's something that goes on all the time. I don't think a lot of, like he's talking about, I don't think a lot of people know that it's how pervasive it is and what a big problem it is.
It is. And if you think about just the numbers of those that complete suicide and actually die by suicide compared to those that attempt, and we'll have this data tomorrow in our meeting, the numbers of attempted suicides are significantly higher. It's hard really to wrap my mind around the depth of the darkness when people get to a point to where they feel like suicide is the option. That's a level of mental duress that is really hard to relate to. So it breaks my heart, frankly. I'm really moved by it. And I know a lot of people on our commission and through ComCare and through Sedgwick County government are really moved by it, just to make sure that if people want help, that help is available. And we can do this now. We have by text, 988 and ComCare, you can actually reach them by text. to where people can actually have access. So this is really, really a situation. And you're right, listening to the scanner, it's every day our police and our EMS and our firefighters are answering calls for suicide attempts. And so we've got to do the best we can to make sure the resources are where they're at so people can get help if they need it.
We will actually. I've got a guest lined up for our issue show in a couple of weeks before the end of September, and somebody from ComCare is going to be with us talking about these things and going a little deeper on what are the signs to look for if people are suffering from the depression. And I think all of us, most of us have suffered a little depression or anxiety from time to time, but yeah, it's tough to understand. It's try to get a handle.
Living in this world, there's always going to be stresses. There's always going to be seasons of your life where, you know, battling degrees of depression. I actually helped found a nonprofit called Love Like Remy. Remington was a student at Mays High, went on to be a cheerleader at the University of Kansas, and she died by suicide, took her life by suicide in 2023. And we started a foundation in her memory. And what we try to do just in our local high schools, and mostly with sports teams, is we just try to equip teammates to recognize the signs of people that are having mental duress or mental health challenges. We don't need to train kids to be social workers. They don't have to be psychiatrists or psychologists. But if they recognize the signs of a teammate or a classmate that's in trouble mentally, and then we'll equip them with the resources. This is how you connect your teammates and your classmates to resources. So this has been an effort we've been working on now for the better part of 2 years. It's called the Love Like Remy Foundation. Something I'm very, very, that's very personal to me. Something we're very, very drawn towards. And again, it's about equipping people with recognizing the signs of people that are having mental health issues and then understanding the resources so they can connect people to resources.
All right. Can we change up just a little bit here? I wanted to get your opinion on chasing souvenir baseballs at stadiums. It seems to be the hottest topic in the world right now.
Did you see this lady take that ball?
Yeah.
That was wild. So a dad there with his kid celebrating America's pastime, doing American things, and a foul ball comes into the stands, and the dad did what dad does. And as a former player, watching foul balls go into stands, it's like anarchy sometimes that breaks out. And this dad, and it wasn't even, he didn't rip it from her hands. He just beat her to the ball, this lady.
Yeah.
Got the ball, went back, celebrated with his son, and this lady marched down there and practically cussed this guy out and took that ball. And that was quite a deal. So, it feels anti-American, doesn't it?
Well, I was just, you know, as a dad, I was thinking, what would I do in that situation? I don't know whether it popped her or not. I don't see, you know, in my neighborhood, you do something like that and somebody goes clobber you, but she got away with it. But they're trying to identify her on social media so that the entire world can put the you-know-what on her.
Well, and I think that's happened. I think she's pretty much publicly shamed for that one moment, which I'm willing to give her some grace. But
yes,
it is quite interesting now to see on social media because of this generation with AI and all the AI photos is they've made this. There's been quite a few memes shared about this lady. And, but you know what's really cool? The organization gave the kid a ball. They gave him a jersey, and they really made this kid feel special. And but that was quite a scene, and there's some unwritten rules into how you chase foul balls in a ballpark, and I don't think she had read those before she walked in.
I was at Municipal Stadium in Kansas City with my cousin Scott. We were huge baseball fans. For some reason, we were down in the box seats right behind this little old lady, and they overthrew first base. The ball came in the stands, and Scott, my cousin, went over this woman's shoulder and just about knocked her to the floor. she was very annoyed with him, but he did apologize, and we did not get the ball. So there you go.
Well, for some men, when a foul ball comes into the stands, it's like carnal behavior comes out. Instinctual.
You
go for the ball. But that's
all right.
Good.
Hey, listen, thanks a lot, and we will be checking with you again next week.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty. He always knew we could get something on baseball, we'd get him going. He loves baseball.
Sure, there were great scrambles for those Ryan Beatty home run balls.
Yeah, you bet. 7:42, Steve and Ted coming up. We've got the Wichita Business Journal update with Kirk Semenoff. Anchor Restaurant has new owners. We'll be talking about that on the way with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.